Everybody, Michael Martin, happy Wednesday. Hope you're doing well. So I get a nice email from someone asking me about, you know, gains versus alpha. And I thought it would make sense to bring it up here now as it relates to, you know, talking about, you know, building trust and having your own process and not relying on other people's insights, you know, coming up with it yourself. You know, I think alpha long term, you know, comes from a process that works, right? That's what you do. There's a specific definition for it, you know, in terms of what you can bring to the table as a manager to outperform the market. And gains, you know, certainly are part of that to the extent that you don't lose more money, right? So gains, you know, sometimes I'll have a brain fart and I'll kind of use the terms interchangeably, and I shouldn't. But I think, you know, gains are kind of what happens on a day-to-day trade, which could mean you have good timing, you have good luck, or you have a good process. I don't know that any of it's telling in the short run. Of course, you got to say that. But I think if you can have the trust and you follow your process day after day after day, and that adds up to something, you can have, obviously, net gains. If you do that enough over time and you're shown to have some improvement over a benchmark, say like the S&P, where you just have a fraction of the drawdown and you have returns greater than the S&P, you know, you can show, you know, what your alpha is, and you can use that to attract, you know, investors. I wouldn't get too hung up on it in the short run, because the main thing is to manage risk. And you know, the alpha is as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of created over consistent behavior over a longer period of time. I think you want to be mindful of it for sure. You don't want to have 5 years go by and then have, you know, alpha come wherever it might be for you, whatever your level of it is, you know, come up and kick you in the backside and not be prepared. So I think you have to start with that as part of your goals. But I wouldn't start to micromanage things, because in the very beginning, you're really trying to figure out a process that works. Now, as it relates to those of you who have substantial assets, you know, you have clients who have substantial means and they are at risk of getting picked off. You can have a great relationship with them, but if you're underperforming, you know, the strength of your relationship might be tested. So it's a little bit different for those of you who are established, or if you are, you know, an investment advisor and, you know, you're trying to make your case as to why they should be with you as opposed to someone else. I think history has shown that lower fees is not, won't give them staying power. Ultimately, they want performance. Competent advice is there, I'm sure. If you're taking the time to listen to the show here, you're probably super self-aware and very conscious of what you do. You're probably super conscious of what you don't know how to do. Maybe you're looking for a solution for that too. That's a good thing, because if it's part of your consciousness, you know, and you keep asking the right questions, you know, you'll get the insight from yourself, or you'll perhaps get it from other people. But I would be mindful of it, as it is a measurement of your performance. And I would not discount the importance of having lower drawdowns than what the market can do. If a person is comparing you to, say, a cash buy and hold strategy against, say, the S&P, you know, if you can get market-like returns, but with just a fraction of the drawdown that the S&P would give somebody had they bought and held, you know, that's a huge asset, you know, because then as the markets kind of continue, you will likely be in some really good names, and hopefully the relative strength of those names will be high, and you'll be sailing to profitability, while everyone else who did buy and hold with the S&P might be coming back to break even or to a previous high watermark, and you'll have less of a distance to go because you have gone to cash. So how do you tie that into your goals? Well, you want to be mindful of what you're being compared against. And if you don't know, you could always ask your clients and say, you know, what else are you looking at? How do you compare me? How do we know how I'm doing, right? What's the benchmark that we're using? Now, you can go in and tell people that you are benchmarking yourself. You don't necessarily need anyone's permission, but you can say, I'm benchmarking myself against the cash S&P, for example, and go about it that way. So I hope that helps. We'll be talking more about trust and all that kind of stuff and systems and designs and more of these little measurements that you need along the way to kind of give you beacons as to are you on the right path or not. Other than that, if you'd like a free copy of the audiobook version of the Inner Voice of Trading, I forgot the name of the book. It's at Martin Chronicle. You can go get it for free. Thanks for being here. I'll see you tomorrow.